Coach Rob Lutz joins me now to talk about the JI Conference matchup last night at Pyramid Athletic Complex as the Busters lose to the Lady Saints in four sets, 16-25, 25-22, 21-25, and 25-20. And well, I tell you what, Coach, it was a tight match there early on. And you, in game number two, you were down there 22-16, and you come back and you win the last 9 points. That was big. Really got the momentum going on the Busters side, just couldn't carry it on after coming out of the break.
No, I thought we did a good job of taking the momentum back. You know, after you dropped the first game, which I attribute largely to having to have, once again, a completely new lineup through some injuries, I think we're a little out of sorts. I think we finally figured out, okay, let's play a little bit better. So we did steal the momentum back. Paula got really hot serving for a little while and served out the rest of the game and taking that momentum into the locker room. We came back confident, but I think when you take a team like Seward, who has such great ball control and has offensive weapons in the middle and on the outside, it's tough to defend everybody. So both sides were doing their best, playing defense really, really well, I thought, tonight. And I think in the end, their middle blocker kind of took over the game. And, again, size kind of prevails. So.
Well, exactly. And taking a look at the Saints here, they're one of the top blocking teams in the Jayhawk Conference. They had a ton of them again tonight.
They did, yeah. And we had a few blocks tonight as well. I thought we did well. But again, we're a little bit smaller than they are. It was kind of a flashback to last season where you look across the net and you're like, oh, darn, we're shorter than everybody once again. But with that being said, I think we're better at utilizing the edges of the court now than we were. We had a little mental lapse where we decided to go down the middle, which they defend very, very well, particularly with a block.
And you were missing one of your big blockers and hitters in the middle, and Bailey Eve tonight too, as well, a 6-footer, but that was a factor.
It was definitely a factor not having Bailey out there. I thought Josie Steele did a good job substituting for her. Of course, Shelby Bennett's played all over the front row, so her jumping on the right side was no big deal. But moving Josie in, it was clear she was very uncomfortable, very unconfident. She had a hard time getting on track tonight. But again, we play as a team, so Josie did what she had to do, and hopefully we'll get Bailey back here pretty soon.
You know, something that I was going to mention to you about the fact that looking at your team on the year, in comparison to what we've seen in recent years here, and obviously you've got a great record on this year, your team has been able to come back from adversity on this year, really resilient, and no matter how far they're down, these girls never give up.
It's great. It's one of the things I absolutely love about them is, you know, we practice pretty hard, but then again, we practiced pretty hard last year. This year's team has a special chemistry to them that they're not afraid. And they're willing to make mistakes. And when you're not afraid and you're able to rebound from your mistakes and just brush them off, you're able to go ahead and have success and learn from those mistakes.
Well, you drop now to 19-15 on the year, and of course 5-6 in conference play. Doesn't get any easier. You got to take on the top team in the conference now in Hutchinson. A thought or two about that one?
You know what? I don't really want to go to Hutch and play this match because they're a solid team, and they got us here at home. I could only imagine it's going to be just as difficult, if not harder, there. However, I am really looking forward to see how much we've improved, to see what we can do against the top team in the conference.
All right, Coach. Thanks for the comments.
Absolutely appreciate it.